Well, good morning. It's your favorite macho man, Brock and Hunter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I meant nacho.
Kind of nipple and a rib kind of a guy, but.
Oh. 644.
Speaking of nipple, we were playing golf yesterday, Brock and I, and I hit a shot, and I think it was a pretty good shot, and I walked by, and I just kind of grazed his nipple while he wasn't looking. Jesus, dude, was it cold yesterday? Like, he almost cut my finger off.
No, it was your shot. Made my nips rock hard, man. It was so good.
Good answer. I like that answer better.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Rock hard.
Just watching that ball fly through the air, that great shot. Rock hard nips. Rock
golfing hard. With you. So he had your shirt up. You were pinching him.
Yeah. Desquioto. All right, we got to keep her moving here. It is time for your rock news and rock history. Dear God.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always,
the image in my head.
It's just me, just ripping, just wrenching down on him. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR, and don't forget to pick up your free baby rocker on board WIRX window stickers over at AIR, 100% free, and you can get it there now. Of course, when
give these people air.
Air. Do it. Come on. Anyway, enough of that. You got me distracted now. I lost my place. Cheap Trick bassist Tom Peterson is recuperating at home in Nashville following open heart surgery on March 1st. In an interview with Detroit radio station, he says, quote, "I'm feeling much better and just following my doctor's orders. What can I do? Has nothing come loose yet? That's the biggest fear. I do not want to have to go through that again now that I know what happens." Following the surgery, he said he underwent, quote, "a lot of psychological stuff that you don't hear about or think about, post-traumatic stress. And it's scary. It's kind of like being in an auto accident. You're not thinking it's that much of the time, and later you look back and you think, holy crap, that was close." As for how it came to be that he needed surgery, he says, quote, "I was in good shape, and it was something they discovered unexpectedly. I didn't have any symptoms, but it was the kind of thing where without knowing it, you would just all of a sudden suddenly drop." Peterson is 71 and will be with the band when they start touring in on July 2nd. So a speedy recovery, but man, he might want to take it a little easy there. July, I mean, that's a month away, dude.
Yeah, that's not far away at all.
No. And I don't know if he was doing stuff with them beforehand, but like they said, they found this, they got him in there, they got him taken care of, and then they're hitting the road at 71.
Could you imagine, though, if he didn't, and he was on the road, on stage, and all of a sudden?
I mean, he just needs to stand in the back. Give him a chair. Can he just have a chair to hang, like, play? Like, I won't think any less of the guy for having open heart surgery and then going on tour a month later. I mean, ease into this, guys.
Hey, we get it. We're all getting old. We feel it, too, man. We're not going to.
Yeah,
I'm gonna judge you.
You get in a recliner, bud. Go for it. We'll call it the recliner tour. I'm okay with that. But either way, we're glad he's doing better. We're glad surgery went well, and we're looking forward to the tour. Just for God's sakes, take it easy, please. Mm. We want more Cheap Trick. Yeah. All right.
Slow down.
Yeah, slow down. That is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, June 1st, 1977, Kiss released the album Love Gun. I love that album, dude. I love that album. It's probably, do I want to say it's the best Kiss album?
Is it?
It's so good. It's so good. And it's got one of the best album covers ever. It does. It really does. So in honor of Kiss and Love Gun today, I'd throw that record on.
You think the album covers back in the day were just way better? Or was it just the time because there were so many of them?
I don't want to.
Because you don't really see. Now album art is digital.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It just shows up on your phone. You can't. It's not the trifold. You can't open it up. You can't, you know.
See, you and I kind of span that weird gap, you know. So I don't want to be that guy who's like, I was better back in the day. I think there was something more to it. Because we also had CD booklets, and booklets were amazing, too. You know what I mean? Like, you could flip through, and that was, like, sometimes a full-on, you know, art project, and then you had the lyrics. That's how you learned the lyrics, man.
Did you ever read
along with them. What?
So you had your CD booklet, right, and you put your CDs in there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take the actual album art out of the CD package and put it in the CD booklet in front of the CD?
I'm sure I did at some point. Lots of times I'd take it out and put it on my wall. I had one wall that was literally full of just like album or CD like covers, like all over it. Just covered it. Yeah. stapled on there, too. I'm sure my parents love that. I just took a staple and douche, 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 douche. Just like a just a thousand staple holes inside that drywall, man. I don't know. I think there's still some good ones, but I think maybe there's something more, too, because you had more room to work with on an actual album cover, you know? So
had all the lyrics in there and the tiniest, finest print you could.
That's how you learned it, though. Instead of studying math, I was reading lyrics, and that's why I'm a DJ. That's why I'm here now. But, all right, well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.